Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Yesterday, at the National Cathedral in Washington.
You would have wanted him on your side. He never lost his sense of humor. Humor is the universal solvent against the abrasive elements of life. That's what humor is. He never hated anyone.
Senator Tina Smith, good morning.
Good morning. How are you?
Doing wonderful. You were there yesterday.
It was just such an amazing scene. You know, the National Cathedral is so beautiful, the sun shining through the big rose window, and to be there with all those people celebrating the life of President Bush was really remarkable. And, you know, you were playing a clip from Senator Alan Simpson from Wyoming, who was so funny. And there was a moment where he said, what did he say? Those who travel the high road of humility in Washington, D.C. are not bothered by heavy traffic. And it was such a moment of coming together and reminding all of us about the importance of leadership that's based on service and humility and loyalty and decency.
Yeah, we were nonpartisan for a day, weren't we?
It was really wonderful, and I know all. I was sitting with all of many of my colleagues and former colleagues among the Senate, and to see all of the president and all of the former presidents there was wonderful. And you know, you really felt also like you were at a funeral for a family. And that was what I think made it so meaningful.
Let me switch subjects, Senator, briefly here, but and kind of an interesting one. I was reading about it yesterday. This is kind of out of left field, but I see some of the Democratic caucus. There's some younger members now that have come in, and they kind of are encouraging, it sounds like, term limits for committee chairmen and chairwomen. Your thoughts on that?
Well, there are some term limits for committee chairs and certainly term limits on the House side. And I think it's important to be able to make room for new leadership and not to have too much stagnation in leadership. Now, who knows, maybe I'd feel differently about that if I'd been here for, 30 or 40 years like some of my colleagues. But I do think it's important to have new voices and fresh leadership all the time. Kind of reinvigorates us all.
You and I have chatted about the Farm Bill before. Where does that stand, and what's it going to do for Minnesota?
The Farm Bill we've been dotting the I's and crossing the T's this week. It's a big, complicated bill. I am very optimistic that we'll be voting on it next week. This bill is going to be important for Minnesota because there's so much uncertainty right now in farm country with low prices and these trade disputes, which continue to be such a burden on farmers. So this bill will help. It's got important safety net programs, improved conservation programs for farmers, and provisions that I wrote to help expand rural broadband and create opportunities for new and beginning farmers, and also a renewable energy title in the Farm Bill. I worked on all of those, and those will all be helpful to Minnesota.
How many working days do you have to get some things done here before the end of the year?
We have next week and then the following week. And, I mean, we'll be here until we're done. We don't have any deadlines other than just the deadline of getting our work done.
VA housing benefits.
This is such a really important deal. You know, there are 360,000 veterans in Minnesota and around the country who were promised housing benefits as part of their educational benefit. And the Veterans Administration said to them, oh, sorry, we're not going to be able to, we underpaid you, we paid you incorrectly, and we're not going to be able to go back and fix it. And so a bipartisan group of us senators have come together and say, that's just wrong. You've got to figure that out. That's a benefit that these veterans were promised and they earned, and they need to be able to get it.
We were in a seminar last week with the Carlson School talking about business here in Minnesota and businesses that stay and the Fortune 500 companies that we have here, which is kind of remarkable for our state.
It is.
But now the University of Minnesota, really, when you look at businesses, that's probably, one of the largest businesses in the state of Minnesota. So this idea of getting a new president is pretty important. And I see that they've advanced someone named Joan Gable, the provost at the University of South Carolina. Any thoughts on that?
Well, I'm excited to learn more about her. And my sense is that the selection committee is very enthusiastic. I understand she'll be visiting Minnesota in the next week or so. She sounds like she's got great energy and great intellect and great capacity. I think that the University of Minnesota is such an important economic engine for our state, whether it's research or training or education for Minnesotans. It's just vitally important. So it's exciting to think about what this new leadership might bring, and exciting that such a capable and competent person, of course it's not decided yet, that the university would have its first woman president.
Yeah, it sure looks like a pretty strong indication at the 11-1 vote yesterday. So, but we'll see. You're right. We don't know yet. Any reaction to your counterpart there, Senator Klobuchar, kind of making a mention that she might be interested in running for president?
Well, she's got some big decisions ahead of her, and she's just a remarkable leader and has done a fantastic job as United States Senator. And so I'll be I don't have any inside scoop here, but I am just like all of us. I think she's done a fantastic job, and I can't wait to see what she decides to do next.
What's on the agenda today now?
Well, I'm going to be giving a speech on the Senate floor in a little bit on the importance of dealing with this climate assessment that the Trump administration put out. 13 agencies and over 300 scientists talked about the impacts of climate change on Minnesota's economy and our health. I thought it was very important, so I'm going to draw some attention to that. And then I'm going to be coming home a little later today and excited to get home.
Well, Senator, I appreciate you taking our phone call, as always, here on WCCO, and thanks for joining us this morning.
You bet, and happy holidays to everybody if I don't have a chance to talk to you before the new year.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.